Chapter 7. The People of the Mud Cities. "Well," he continued, "we left the dream monster dying, dragging itself back into its hole, and we moved toward the canal. There was a carpet of that odd walking grass hurrying out of our way, and when we reached the bank, there was a tiny stream of water flowing. The mound city I'd noticed from the rocket was a mile or so to the right, and I was curious enough to want to take a look at it. It had seemed empty when I saw it before, and if any creatures were hiding in it, well, Tweel and I were both armed. And by the way, that crystal weapon of Tweel's was an interesting device. I took a look at it after the dream monster encounter. It fired a little glass fragment, poisoned, I suppose, and I guess it held at least 100 of them to a load. It was powered by steam. Just plain steam."
"Steam?" echoed Putz. "Where did it come from, this steam?"
"From water, of course. You could see the water through the glass handle, and about a liter of another liquid, thick and yellowish. When Tweel squeezed the handle, a drop of water and a drop of the yellow stuff squirted into the firing chamber, and the water turned to steam. Pop! Like that. It's not so difficult. I think we could develop the same principle. Certain kinds of concentrated acid will heat water almost to boiling, and there are other chemicals too. Of course, his weapon hadn't the range of mine, but it wasn't so bad in this thin air, and it did hold as many shots as a cowboy's gun in a Western movie. It was effective too, at least against Martian life. I tried it out, aiming at one of the crazy plants, and the plant dried up and fell apart. That's why I think the glass fragments were poisoned. Anyway, we moved along toward the mud pile city, and I began to wonder whether the city builders dug the canals. I pointed to the city, and then at the canal, and Tweel said, "No, no, no," and gestured toward the south. I took it to mean that some other race had created the canal system, perhaps Tweel's people. I don't know. Maybe there's still another intelligent race on the planet, or a dozen others. Mars is an odd little world. 100 yards from the city, we crossed a sort of road, just a hard-packed mud trail, and then, all of a sudden, along came one of the mound builders. Man, talk about fantastic beings. It looked rather like a big barrel walking along on 4 legs with 4 other arms or tentacles. It had no head, just a body, arms and legs, and a row of eyes completely around it. The top end of the body was flat and stretched as tight as a drumhead, and that was all. It was pushing a little metallic cart and ran right past us like a scared cat. It didn't even notice us, although I thought the eyes on my side shifted a little as it passed. A moment later, another came along, pushing another empty cart. Same thing, it just rushed past us. Well, I wasn't going to be ignored by a lot of big barrels playing train, so when the third one approached, I planted myself in the way, ready to jump, of course, if the thing didn't stop. But it did. It stopped and set up a sort of drumming from the surface on top, and I held out both hands and said, "We are friends." And what do you suppose the thing did?
"Said, 'Pleased to meet you, I'll bet,'" suggested Harrison.
I couldn't have been more surprised if it had. It drummed on its upper surface and then suddenly boomed out, "We are friends," and gave its card a vicious poke at me. I jumped aside and it rushed away while I stared dumbly after it. A minute later, another one came hurrying along. This one didn't pause, but simply drummed out, "We are friends," and ran by. How did it learn the phrase? Were all of the creatures in some sort of communication with each other? Were they all parts of some central organism? I don't know, though I think Tweel does. Anyway, the creatures went sailing past us, everyone greeting us with the same statement. It got to be funny. I never thought to find so many friends on this strange world. Finally, I made a puzzled gesture to Tweel, which I guess he understood, for he said,
112, yes. 224, no.
Get it?"
"Sure," said Harrison. "It's a Martian pop song."
"Yeah,
Well, I was getting used to Tweel's symbolism, and I worked it out this way. 112, yes, the creatures were intelligent. 224, no. Their intelligence was not of our order, but something different and beyond the logic of 2 and 2 is 4. Maybe I misunderstood. Perhaps he meant that their minds were of low degree, able to work out the simple things. 112, yes, but not more difficult things. 224, no. But I think from what we saw later that he meant the other. After a few moments, the creatures came rushing back, first one, then another. Their carts were full of stones, sand, pieces of plants, and such rubbish as that. They continued with their friendly greeting, which didn't really sound so friendly, and rushed on. The third one I assumed to be the first one I met, and I decided to have another chat with him. So I stepped into his path again and waited. Up he came, booming out his, "We are v-v-v-friends," and stopped. I looked at him, and four or five of his eyes looked at me. He tried his phrase again and gave a shove on his cart, but I didn't move. And then the ridiculous creature reached out one of his arms, and two finger-like claws pinched my nose. "Ha!" laughed Harrison. "Maybe the things have a sense of beauty." "Laugh," growled Jarvis. "I'd already had a nasty bump and a mean frostbite on that nose. Anyway, I shouted, "Ouch!" and jumped aside, and the creature hurried away. But from then on, their greeting was, "We are v-v-v-v-friends. Ouch!" Strange beings.